Okay, everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with Justin Cook and James Sloan. And we have a few things we wanted to talk to you about tonight. The first thing I wanted to address, and I didn't want to spend too much time on it, but it definitely has to be brought up. And I'll get right to the main point right away so you guys know where I'm going with this. There's a radio host that actually took my personal address and phone number and published it online on Before It's News for everybody to read. His name's Peter Santilli, and he had Judy Woods on the other day, and so people in this group were saying, oh, you won't call in there. I'm like, you obviously don't know who you're talking to. So I called in there, and as usual, you know, I get the evasive maneuvers by Judy when I try to ask her a question. I asked her what her biggest slam dunk piece of evidence was that the towers were, you know, taken down by a directed energy weapon. I just wanted to hear what she would say. You know, whether she said, you know, the weapon itself or the hurricane or, you know, whatever her theory would be. And then she went on to say how, you know, and after I asked that question, I was muted so I couldn't, like, interact and butt back in. And then she went on to say how everything she has, she doesn't deal in theory. She only deals in irrefutable evidence. That was real crazy. But it gets better than that, because then Santilli actually ends up, I forget what I asked her the second time, and we'll play the audio after, but I asked her a question, and he muted me, and as soon as he muted me, she started talking, and she said, well, obviously you haven't looked at any of my research, and that's complete bullshit, because I spent a lot of time looking at her research. And right. So basically her whole audience thought I was just some Judy basher that's never looked at her stuff and was just calling in. When it's quite the opposite. I just want to get a clear answer from the woman because I know she doesn't have one, you know? So as if that's not bad enough, they go on break, okay? So now I'm muted again a third time. Now that's expected, going on break, then I'm muted. That's fine. They come back, and they don't even come back to me. They come back to some other woman. So I think they're probably scoping out my website this whole time. I really do. And then before he comes back to me, he goes on to tell everybody how me calling her Judy is a psyop and it's done to belittle her and to discredit her. And then she goes and agrees and says that only 10-year-olds actually call each other by their first name without permission. What do you guys think about that statement? Justin?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The whole thing's ridiculous, man. You know, when it comes down to it, I mean, you know, here's the thing. This lady just expects everybody to take it blindly. That's all we hear is you read the book. But you can't just say, like, hey, like, you know, like you said, like Hurricane Aaron or, you know, so-and-so is.
Oh, yeah, she's read the book. Exactly. She plugged the book like 5 times, too. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, no, well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, she can't even explain her own evidence. That's the whole thing. You know, I've heard someone speculate that her book may have even been written by, by some other people. Or, you know, it really makes you wonder. I'm not saying that she doesn't know that stuff, but it's really odd. You know, when she really just expects you to, you know, I don't know, you know, just to take her word for it. I mean, we know there's most likely, you know, devices out there. As far as what signs can we be shown that it was used on that day? You know, like, how do we definitely know that it was direct energy just because it's the only thing that, in your opinion, can do that to that building? You know, I think pretty much any scientist in any field.
Oh, she says she uses no speculation, and she uses more speculation than probably any of the other theories out there. Right. And they all have some, you know. Of course, there's theories in all of them.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, before you get to scientific fact, it's known that you have to present a theory, and then you know your theory has to be peer reviewed or whatever. You know, this is in the regular scientific world, and she wants to. By her, her expensive title, doctor, you know, because she went and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars probably and went to in college isn't got that piece of paper that, really, to me, I mean, yeah, it does mean something, not in all doctors, but, it should speak for itself, I don't know. I just want to hear something more than read the book. I want to hear, the toasted cars, the steel spire.
And I've tried that. Haven't I tried that with her with the first phone call? And we'll play that later, too. The first time I called her, the first thing I asked her was about the toasted cars and, why they don't have any license plates on them and they look like they came from a junkyard. And she just totally danced around that question. I asked her about the burnt paper, why the paper doesn't burn, but everything else evaporates. What's so special about paper, I don't deal in theory. I just deal in evidence. And that's what she would keep saying. And she sounded retarded talking like that. But anyways, Judy Woods aside, back to the Santilli guy, so she agrees with him, yeah. And then he runs, then he brings me back on the phone. And then she ran another circle around whatever question it was that I asked her. We'll play the audio in a minute so we can hear it. There will be a slight buzzing sound, guys, in the background. That was something on their end. I apologize about that. But it's a sure call. But you'll hear him. He mutes me a third time. Like, he just cuts me off. I wasn't even done talking. And then she just goes on to insinuate again that I haven't looked at any of her evidence. And it was absolutely shady. So all I did is I sent this guy a Facebook message. I didn't cuss him out or anything. And I've got a picture of the message. And I'll give all you guys the link. I'll put it in the chat right now in a second. And, and I just told him I was really displeased with how I was muted all these times. And I challenged him to come on my show and nobody would be muted, this, that, the other thing. And he replied with, fuck you, I'll do whatever the fuck I want. It's my mute button. It's my fucking station. Blah, blah, blah. I know a couple other people that emailed him and he said the same thing. And I just, the guy's a freaking coward, dude. He's a coward. He's a total fraud. But anyways, on top of that, so I sent him the message. He sends me the one back. Then I'm like, all right, fuck this guy, whatever. I wake up this morning. I get an email from somebody. And the title of the email is Peter Santilli Publishes Brian Stavely's Private Information Online. I'm like, what the fuck? So I go on there. This guy's got my address up there, my apartment number, my cell phone number. He put it all on beforeitsnews.com thinking he was cool. Like, that's like the cool thing to do. That's like the dirtiest thing I've ever heard a radio host doing to a caller. I don't know if you guys, I don't know what you guys think about that, but if that was your number and your address, how pissed would you be? Especially with the sensitive topics we talk about. Somebody might want to come to my house.
It's disgusting behavior. It really is. There's no other way to describe that than just you're a shill if you do that. That's it. You're a snitch. You're a shill. You're a scumbag. You really have no place in any type of research community or movement or whatever you want to call it. You've just outed yourself. You know what I mean? You don't. And even though, now we're aware that stuff is available in the public domain, but still, you really just, that's your answer to a question is, to say, you can't hide in an apartment, whatever, so-and-so, it's just, that's just fucked up beyond belief that he would, do that. It shows, too, like that he won't address anything. He's trying to minimize you as just a regular troll. He's trying to make it like you're a harasser and a stalker when in reality, you just want to hear this, this theory explained. And, and he's what's even funny about the whole thing, though, is right where he trashed you. I mean, look at who he had on as a guest. What's his name?
Gordon Duff?
No.
Hoagland?
Richard Hoagland. Yeah, I mean, there's a guy out there that has more theories than, the guy, Hoagland, he has some decent information, but he's not looked at as a credible source. He's the type of, he's more of the Nibiru and stuff like that. It's just funny. And he's the type of guy also, the type that talks about like going to, to Mars and stuff. I don't exactly, I don't know. I just think it's a little bit. It's yeah, a, just because he supports Judy Woods' theories to now.
Dude, you know what else he did too? He also said that he reported me to Facebook, and he told people on Before It's News that I threatened him, and that I was bringing my criminal intent over there. Okay, I'm gonna read on the end now, and I put the link in there for you guys. Anybody else that didn't get the link in the chat, just refresh the website, and you'll see a page that says Peter Santilli, and then scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the big huge picture. And it's the only message I sent him on Facebook. So he's telling them that I harassed him and that I threatened him. And this is what I wrote. I wrote, "Hey, Peter, how come when I was questioning Judy Woods, you muted me 3 times so I couldn't finish my point? She also went on to tell your audience I have not studied her material, which is complete bullcrap, but I couldn't rebut at all since I was muted mid-sentence 3 times before the break. After the break, you came back to someone else first, which was strange enough. But before you put me back on, you went on to tell everyone I was running a psyop by calling her Judy and not Dr. Judy. That's such bullshit, it's amazing. I was very polite to her. You muting me so I couldn't rebut was unethical and deceitful, and your audience probably thought I was just another Judy basher who never researched her material but was calling her wrong. That was so shady of you. I've never been muted on a talk show except on a break. Too bad your audience didn't hear that part, huh? Make sure when you address me next time, it's Mr. Brian Stavely to you. Don't try to belittle me with your psyop." And then I said, "I challenge you to call into my show on my turf when no one will be muted and try to explain yourself. People are seeing right through you and your crap." And then he replied with, "Fuck you. I can do whatever I want to. Fuck not stupid asses like you. And it's my show, my mute button, and also my block button." And then he blocked me. So this is a real classy individual we're talking about here. Okay, everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with Justin Cook. What is that ringing noise I'm hearing? Oh, that's the next track on the media player. I used the media player tonight instead of the YouTube. It was about to say something really foul, actually.
Oh, is that why I don't know. You got to go back to whatever the hell you were using before, because that sounded pretty staticky.
What, the music? The music, Justin, sounded
not
staticky?
A big deal. It's only, it's only the music.
Oh, yeah, all right. I probably had it too loud. I used something different this time. Yeah, Shane in the chat said Chantilly thought he could intimidate me, which definitely wasn't going to be the case last night. A few days ago.
That's why someone, that's like what someone would do, like just the lowest thing is, pretty much like, don't fuck with me. I know where you live type thing. I don't know. To me, it's just, I don't know. It's like snitching on someone,
then he says I'm stalking him and harassing him and threatening him. He's the one up there posting my information. I didn't do anything. All I did was say how displeased I was with the show. And I know I saw in the chat, JB, you had mentioned that information is public on whose is the domain site there, but not everybody knows that. I didn't know that when I registered my website. Justin didn't know that when we talked about it today. James didn't know that when we talked about it. Not everybody knows about that. So he just basically put it out there on this public forum where a lot of these people wouldn't know where to get that information. And the sensitive stuff we talk about, for Christ's sakes, I say there's no victims on 9/11. You don't think there's some people that want to come probably bash my head in? There's probably some psychos out there. I don't need them having my address. That's like the most immature, irresponsible thing somebody could do. That guy's a total piece of shit. I don't even know what else to tell about him. The best thing is he thought it was cool. He's like, "Oh, thanks, guys. You made this the number one commented article Before It's News today." And it was. It had like a whole bunch of comments. And there was like he had 2 fanboys in there, and everybody else was telling him off. The guy's such a dirtbag.
You know what I wonder, too, is how many other – you said he erased a bunch of your comments. How many other people's comments?
James, you there on the line?
Yeah.
Didn't he erase some of your comments? That's what you were suspecting, right?
I didn't post any comments, no.
Oh, I thought you said you posted comments on there.
No, but you would post a comment, and every time I would go to see it, it would be removed.
Yeah.
Before I could even get there.
Yeah, he was deleting them in less than 10 seconds, guys. And my biggest comment had like the most points, you know, me telling him, you know, this is fucking ridiculous, you know, like whatever, you know, like. There's no need to put my address and phone number on the internet, man. That's not cool. Like, there's no way you can tell me that that's cool. I'm pretty pissed about it.
Is there any legal issue here?
I don't know. I'm not usually the type of person to look into something like that, but I mean, it's really, you know. You can call me whatever you want. Call me this, call me that. Call my mother this, call my mother that. Say this, say that. But to tell people where I live when there's a whole shitload of people that probably don't like the stuff I'm saying. I mean, never mind the scumbags that are in this city. No, he tells them right down to the apartment number. I mean, why would you do that? You know? That's the best post he can make today? Is to go post all my information like that? All because I told him I didn't like the way I was treated on the show, and I didn't. It was totally ridiculous what he was doing. He kept muting me and let lies be spread that was not what I was saying at all. And then he said I was running a psyop by calling somebody by their first name.
Not for nothing. I think the Judy Wood, you know, people need to either tell Judy she needs to step away from this guy with the tactics he's pulling. Or else I would start to question her. You know, yeah. I hate to say it, but...
He's making her look bad, you know, that's for sure.
What's that?
Well, he's making her look bad, that's for sure. Because at first, yeah, it was just him, but then she agreed after. She's like, yeah, only little children called 10-year-olds by their first name. I don't call any of you guys by your full name. I call every one of you guys by your first name. I think most people I know do. What the hell are they talking about? You know what I mean? Seriously. All I want is some answers to some questions when I call a talk show, and she can never give me any without saying I gotta read a book or I haven't read a book, insinuating it to an audience while I'm on mute, you know, or insinuating I've never looked at a research while I'm on mute. And then that Santilli guy, for him to, and I know other people that without me asking them or even telling them, I know that they messaged him today and he told them to fuck off too. Real professional of him, you know, real professional. And he just goes out there on beforeitsnews.com when millions of people go to that site and he makes a post and he puts my address and my phone number. Like, what kind of shit is that, man? I wouldn't do that to anybody. There's some people I really hate, and you guys know who some of them are. I'm not even going to go down all those roads right now, but I wouldn't even put their stuff online like that. I would never cross that line. Pretty pissed off about it. My mic, am I going in and out, or am I all right here?
Yeah, you sound a little better now.
All right, guys. So if you're on that Peter Santilli page, right, and you scroll down, you can see the post that he made. It's underneath the two pictures of my Facebook messages back and forth with him. And you can see where he posted everything, you know, my domain name, when it was created, the server, all that, then my name, my first and last name, my address, my apartment number, zip code, city, state, cell phone number. It didn't list the email, was the only thing that it didn't list. But, yeah, that's real cool, you PD are a punk. And he won't step off his own turf. I challenged him to come over here, and I know others did too, to call into the show, gave him the number, challenged him to call in, but he won't go where it's not scripted. He can't deal with people like us and get into a straight-up debate about real shit because he's a fraud, he's a phony, and he's a coward. And you know what I told him today? I said, you're the new Burmese. What's up, Jason? What's up, Jason Burmese? That's who he reminds me of. But
I think you're doing Burmese a disservice.
Yeah, I mean, really. And anybody that wants to see the thread, if you scroll down underneath the post that he made that says, you know, Brian Stavely has been stalking and harassing and threatening me and he brings his criminal intent to Facebook, and then he posts all my information. I put a red link underneath the black text that's right under it. It goes to Before It's News. It'll bring you to that thread. I'll post that link in the chat right now, too. Just give me a second, just so everybody has it. I'll get back to the chat page there. I'm going to post it in the chat.
I'll tell you, I do think this guy's going to fizzle out. I know he said he was claiming that he was going to be like the next Alex Jones as far as listeners or Glenn Beck or whatever. You know, even to want that, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I would want that on myself. I mean, you know, yeah. So, you know, it is good if you're, you know, I mean, I guess if you're giving them all the truth, but it's, I don't know. I just really question, you know, just the whole, it just seems like another act to me, you know, from this whole thing. And it's,
your mic's going in and out a little staticky.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this guy's a total fraud, you know? Absolute total fraud. And like, I can't believe he was stooped so low to post my information out on the internet like that. Like, from one Facebook message back and forth, this guy's posting my friggin' address online. Like, that's real professional, buddy, you know? Real professional. But, I don't know. I'm not happy about that guy at all. He works at American Freedom Radio. I sent them a complaint. I don't care. This is bullshit, you know. And anybody that's listening to him, I know some people listen to him because you think, you know, he has some guests on or whatever. Just be careful, man. That guy is definitely no good. I mean, he's no good. The tactics he was pulling was absolute bullshit, okay? And then to put my information online. I don't care if that domain registry is public, okay? More than 50% of Americans don't know that, okay? So if they go online and happen to bump into that post, not that 50% of them are going to be over before it's news, but if a lot of those people bump into that post, they don't all know that my phone number and address is listed on that registry. I didn't know that for a long time. A lot of people still don't know that. So that's just ridiculous that he would do that, you know? But, I don't know. You guys have any... James, you have anything you want to say about Chantilly before we move on?
Besides not really. I talked about him a little bit in the show that I recorded yesterday that we'll be airing at some stage on here, so there's not much more to be said, I guess, unless you want to play the audio.
Yeah, I'm not even going to play the audio right now. I'll let you guys play it. It's on the Chantilly page. I'll leave it up. Just go there whenever you're ready to hear the audio. You can hear my call into there. You won't hear it say you are muted like it was saying on my phone. But you'll hear that I just, like, they'll start talking and I'm all of a sudden just done. Like, it's because they totally muted me. I even put the timestamps for when they muted me. It was at 1:11. Again at the break, then at 9:18, and one at 8:10, they muted me. So I timestamped all of them for you, so when you listen to it, you can kind of listen for it. It was really ridiculous, but on top of everything, I could take a lot of shit from all these people and all these shows. I'm used to it by now, these forums, these shows, whatever. They can attack me all they want, but don't post my address and stuff, you know? Like, seriously, I have my kid on the weekends and shit. I don't need to be worried about some psychopath thinking, you know what I mean? Justin, you know what I'm saying, right?
Totally. Totally. It's above and beyond. I totally agree with you. It's above and beyond protocol, and, you know, there's no reason for anyone to do that to anybody else, especially, you know, for what? For asking
tough
a couple questions?
Yeah. Well, don't ask anybody tough questions in this game anymore. To give out your address.
Well, like I said, it just calls the whole thing into perspective. If he's willing to cover for Judy Wood, you know, and mute people as he, you know, then it just shows, you know, he's no different than the other shills out there, the other Alex Jones types, and the other types that cut people off and don't include certain calls in their YouTube videos and call logs.
That's exactly what he was doing.
That's all it takes. I mean, you know, yeah, a lot of people aren't hip to Jones being a shill, but I'm sure all of our listeners are. This guy's just following the same pattern of it, too. You know, another thing, too, like, I looked at his status earlier, talking about the, come get my guns type shit. Like, you know, I don't know, to me, you know, that kind of brings me to, like, you know, some of the other stuff of what's going on right now about the gun thing. I think that the people like Jones on Piers Morgan, have made us look bad, you know, and it's intentional. I don't know. I don't want to change up gears on you just yet if you wanted to, you know.
It's intentional. It's definitely intentional. But I just needed to point this out and get this off my chest tonight. Going to spend all night on this idiot. But everybody needs to know, Peter Santilli is listed at the top of their radio host list, and he's listed at the top of their archive. Okay? And he was claiming on the radio that he was going to fund Judy Wood with $10 million. To put her research forward. So I don't know where he's getting this $10 million, but there's
that. Did he really say that?
He really said that. I swear to God, word for word. Not even, what do you call it? When you don't say it word for word, you know, in verbatim or something. He said he was going to fund her with $10 million to bring her research forward. I'd like to know where he's getting $10 million.
He was going to fund it, or he was going to raise it.
He was gonna fund it. That's what he said. Whatever you want to take it, that's what he said.
Well, you know, one thing. You know, here's the thing. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But you know, earlier, I happened to look at, I listened to another thing, and he was saying how combat veteran of the Marines. Well, then on his Facebook page, it says, that he was, 1983. Went to the Marines, got out in 1987. Now, there was only one conflict during that time, real conflict, and that was Grenada. And he would have had to have been, in the September. Grenada, I believe, was in December of 83, and he got in supposedly in September. So it's very unlikely that he was in Grenada. So, I mean, another one of these people. Not that it really matters so much. Not that I think, obviously, I think the military is a bunch, I hate to say it. I they're brainwashed like anybody else. But, it just makes you wonder, if he's lying about that, what else is he lying about? You know, I could be wrong. Maybe he did serve somewhere, some combat role. I don't know. But to me, it just sounded, funny, just him saying that and then looking into it. I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's ridiculous. Go ahead, James.
He's not earning $10 million in the Marines, is he?
No, certainly not. And the way he introed his show, too, it was like, Dr. Judy Wood. And then he was like, and then when he introduced himself, he was like, former Marine, fucking blah, 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 Peter Santilli. And just, I don't care, man. You guys can agree. We don't have to agree on what happened on 9/11. This isn't about 9/11 right now, okay? I know there's some Judy Wood people in here. There's some people that aren't. I mean, it's all bullshit what this guy pulled, to keep muting me. And then, eventually to actually report me for harassment and for stalking him. Or to at least insinuate that he did. I don't know if he actually went through with it, but he said he did. But then to actually take my phone number and address and put it all over the internet, that's not cool. That's not cool, man. Okay? That's not cool at all. None of you would like that. None of you are going to convince me that you would like your phone number and address posted all over the internet by some guy that had you on his radio show. That's about as unethical as it gets, okay? So, and if you guys, really do care about Judy Wood's work, then you guys need to contact her and tell her and see where she stands. Tell her to separate herself from this guy, because this guy is bad news. And if she doesn't, then maybe you need to take another look at her.
I've seen a couple people comment in different places, just that you know, that they had said that they usually had send, you know, a check to American Freedom Radio, because they have a they have a lot of decent shows on AFR, you know, different types of shows and whatnot. Truth or Girls is on there, and Kevin Barrett, you know, there's a wide range of shows, you know, just so you can listen to, especially, you know, instead of the mainstream or whatever. Like, obviously, you know, there's a lot of good shows on there, and the fact is that they said that they wouldn't be donating while this guy was still there. So I mean, you know, it's, you know, for this guy already, I mean, I don't know, maybe that's what he wanted to do. He wants to come out, you know, with all types of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? All types of flair or whatever. But I don't know. He's pissing on the wrong toes. And I mean, you know, I mean, this is people all the way up and down the 9/11 truth movement. People that totally don't agree with us are also, you know, people like, you know, well, Fetzer, you know, obviously we have some similarities, but for the most part don't agree. You know, I mean, here's a guy that he's totally, you know, going after Fetzer the same way, and not just beat him in a debate.
Oh, he lowered his audio the whole show, made it sound like Fetzer was on a payphone in Singapore for 3 hours. Right. And he kept his audio crystal clear. It was wicked dirty. I had to listen to both versions to make sure that, you know, what was the truth, and that is the truth. If you listen to the two different archives, you'll hear two totally different shows. And that's just dirty, you know? The guy's a dirty player. No, the guy posted my phone number online, dude, and my address, okay? There's people in my city that I don't want knowing my address. Never mind 9/11 people. You know what I mean? Think about it.
Yeah, no, I know. It's ridiculous. It really is.
Yeah, it's not cool at all.
Well, you know, and the main thing is too, of course, is that's your response to a question. All right, you know what? If there's a troll that I don't like, I'll just ignore him. You know, that just goes to show that for some reason this guy, you know, is scared. You know, he doesn't want you calling and you know, he doesn't want you to be able to get in and even get a question in. You know, this guy is totally blocking Brian Stavely. He, you know, he's looking at you as a threat to him. And it's funny because he's trying to minimize you. And obviously, you know, yes, you don't have the big name of the Fetzers, the Gordon Duffs, the other people he's going after. But it makes you wonder why he's you know, making these big exposés of them, but then just trying to act like you're a troll and he, you know, just get rid of you, like, type thing, you know. And I, like I said, I understand, you know, we're not huge in you know, huge names or anything like that, and I don't want to be. And obviously, you know, you are definitely, you know, known in the 9/11 community. So I mean, you know, it's definitely just in bad taste, in my opinion. You know, just in general, just to not even answer your questions, you know.
No.
Fact is,
the guy is just a piece of shit. I just hope nobody trusts him. I just hope nobody trusts this guy at all, you know? So I know some of you guys out there might have trusted him. This guy is a complete loser, all right? No matter what, you don't post somebody's phone number and address online. That's it. Slam dunk.
I think, though, even the Judy Wood supporters out there are gonna realize that that this guy is bad news. So I mean, you know, that's a solid thing here.
This isn't a 9/11 attack on Judy thing. This is a me defending myself against this Santilli guy. And I mean, there's really no defense needed. I mean, the ridiculous things that people do to me. You know, the whole hoi polloi thing a few weeks ago, the Jay Han thing. Now, I mean, this. I mean, what is this about? I mean, all because I told him how displeased I was about the way I was treated on his radio show. That's like a regular email that a regular radio host would get. I get emails like that. Now, I'm not saying they were displeased how they were treated, but they'll talk about the show. You know. And this guy replies with "fuck you," and then he tells everybody I've been threatening him, and he goes and posts my address and phone number. He's a loser, dude. He's a straight up loser. You know. On that note, we're gonna take a break. I know that Justin got some stuff he wants to get into. We're gonna get off the Santilli. We'll call him. How's that, Peter Santilli? We'll get off that stuff for the rest of the night, and we'll get on to some real topics. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Justin Cook, and James Sloan. This is for PETA.
Shut up!
Shut up! 25 hours, 8 days a week. a short pier, then take a long walk. You talk too much.
Then you never shut up.
I said you talk too much.
Homeboy, you never shut up.
You talk too much.
You should be out of breath.
You talk too much.
Man, you nagging me to death.
You talk too much.
I'm tired of hearing you speak.
You talk too much.
8 days a week.
You talk too much.
Then you never shut up.
I said you talk too much.
Why don't you ever shut up?
Hey everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host Brian Stavely, along with Justin Cook, James Sloan. We were just talking about Peter Santilli for a little while, the shill bastard that he is and scumbag. But we're going to move on to some other stuff. Justin, what did you want to get into tonight?
Can you hear me right now? My computer's frozen up right now. So
no, you sound fine.
Can you hear me?
You sound fine. Justin, you sound fine.
All right. I hear you. Shut that echo off.
Yeah,
you hear
good.
Me?
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to talk a little bit about Sandy Hook. And just like it to me, it seems like some of this stuff was very obvious. Getting back to the Gene Rosen, interview, the one where he was like practicing, it was really like his what do you call it, tape, audition tape, just that, the fact of the Adam Lanza's SSDI coming up in the 13th, all this craziness is going the whole time. You have to ask the question, are they throwing us a ball here, and why? Are they doing it so that, we come out and say that nobody got killed, so we all look like lunatics, and because it's a bunch of kids, 6-year-old kids, it makes us, look even more insensitive? It really begs the question of why it was so sloppy. You have to wonder, and I think it's part of whatever they're trying to do. I do know people are waking up by it. But on the other hand, I'm pretty much thinking it's somewhat of a setup, for, the eventual, not civil war, but, class war that we're going to see, with the economy still getting worse and worse and worse and division being so bad, it makes you wonder. I mean, What was your theory on it, Brian? You might saying it might be like a litmus to see, something like
my
that.
My theory was kind of like they might be trying to push the envelope real far to see how far away they can get away with it, and then pull a big huge event later where they know people are just such fucking suckers because they fall for anything,
Right.
Like they know they can leave a lot of loose ends. Like, say there's some events that they can't pull off because it leaves too many loose ends. Well, they purposely leave these loose ends nowadays and try these smaller events out, and then they know later on, yeah, we can just do it. Fuck it. You know what I mean? Just speaking on the thing we were earlier, somebody wrote a great blog. It's on my friends list about Peter Santilli and what he did to all the radio hosts, including myself, including all the people he had on, like Fetzer and all these other guys. And all his shill tactics. I guess this guy used to work with him for a while, and then he realized what he was doing, so he quit. So I'm just posting that in the chat. But that's in the chat right now for you guys, and I'll post that up on the Santilli page. But go on, Justin. Go on with what you were talking about.
Well, the whole thing, think about it. We know how controlled the media is. We saw Robbie Parker. First off, why would they release that with him doing the whole little thing beforehand? These things they have to be purposeful. That's this thing, and I think everyone needs to step back and look at it and think, why are they doing this? And I'm not discouraging anyone from looking at these events, because they need to be analyzed and broken down, and so we recognize the next one, and just so we realize what is going on as far as psyops. You know, another thing with this whole thing was the whole fact that Anderson Cooper spent a whole hour on his show, just pretty much, talking shit about so-called conspiracy theorists and that Florida teacher, the professor from Florida Atlantic. Then we have on the same channel, we have Alex Jones come on with Piers Morgan, act like a lunatic there. And I don't care what anybody says. He didn't do anybody any favors as far as in the general public's eyes.
No, he went on there and made it look like made an ass out of everybody the way he was screaming and getting in. You know what I mean? He does that on purpose. Yep. That's part of the act, you know? That way when people think conspiracy theorists, they think Alex Jones because he's the one always on TV. Then they think of, that crazy guy that's always yelling and going nuts.
Yeah, no, it was very suspicious that he did that. I mean, and here's the thing. I think he could have won a lot more people over by having a concise argument. Because I mean, Piers Morgan is the type that would talk over him or whatever else. But if he came out there with a decent argument and then slid a few things in there, a few kernels of truth along with it, it would have been good. Here's another thing. About the mainstream media, not the mainstream media, the mainstream truther media, the Joneses, the Mike Riveros, the Jeff Rentses, all these guys. You never hear them talk about the possibility of this being totally hoaxed, as far as just with any other event, they stick to the thing of.
Well, that's the big secret they don't want to let out, that the media hoaxes a lot of shit.
Right. Well, but that's the thing on this one though. It's going so far into the secondary. I'm just talking on it. I mean, you're in right. They want to bring up the SSRI thing. That is valid. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess being on Piers Morgan, I can't blame Jones for that would have been good, and he should have argued his point eloquently. And that's fine to say that on CNN. I don't expect him to go on CNN and say this stuff, but I'm saying that there's a concerted effort to hide things, and I don't think that's that there's nothing truthful about it. And there's a lot of people out there too that have decided because of the Dallas Goldbugs of the world that, they won't even look at this stuff. So, I mean, I think that's kind of our job, being where we are, is to kind of police the COINTELPRO and who's real and who's not. And I think, we've been trying our best, and it's still...
They show their true colors more than anything. I mean, we don't really have to do much. We just kind of sit back and tell the truth, and they go on the attack,
Yeah, indeed.
A lot of these guys, About you, James, you got anything you want to add to this?
Not really. I mean, it's just... they're doing an excellent job of exposing themselves. And every time we... noticing our listenership seems to be going up a lot, so I think we're doing well out of these things.
Yeah, I'm glad they do it every time. I usually thank the people on the way out the door. Sorry, Justin, did you want to finish up with that, or you want to go to a break and come back?
I can't really hear you that well, Brian. What was that?
You want to finish up with what you were saying, you want to go to a quick break and come back?
I just wanted to, to bring up, just talk for another minute or so, and then we'll go to break. The whole thing here, I think we just have to be very careful of what information, we do post and what things may be, red herrings and whatnot. And, there's going to be debunkers, there's going to be people out there, but, I don't know, it's going to get interesting because these are interesting times right now. And again, there's so much bullshit out there flying around. Like, for example, the you know, the 23 executive orders that Obama supposedly put through. Well, that was another like screen. Like, those have no like no binding to them. So that's another thing, you know, that everybody, you know, everyone's getting all up in arms about. And it's almost like he did that on purpose just to inflame, you know, inflame the right, or whatever you want to call them. And, you know, the whole gun grab issue. Yeah, you know, I've said it before, and I'm just going to say it again one more time. You know, I think right now they want you to have guns in. They want you to shoot each other. I think it's all about that, you know, and I think that they want, you know, as far, here's the thing, cause and effect, you make the economy so bad, crime is going to happen, you know, everybody's going to have guns. People are more and more scared after things like this, that eventually, you know, it's going to happen, you know, and that's the thing, they keep pulling events like this. I'm sure they're going to pull a racial event at some time. You know, and I think that's just the main thing here, is just, you know, it's just a whole big, huge psyop, and everything is. I don't know. That's all I got on that, though. So, I mean, if you want to break it now, go ahead, man.
Yeah, guys, we're gonna go to a quick 3 or 4 minute play a quick song. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Justin Cook, and James Sloan. Hey everybody, thank you for listening to Dose of Reality Radio.
Sorry about that.
Thank you for listening to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with Justin Cook and James Sloan. We're talking about a few things tonight. We started talking out about Pete Santilli, who actually published my phone number and my address online, which I definitely was not happy about. James had some stuff he wanted to get into now. So James, you want to take over the mic for a few minutes here?
Yeah, we remember last week we did a show. There had been a shooting, and it was sort of it's coming a deja vu thing now. And there's of course, it was a safe bet that by the time we went on the air next, there would be, you know, another shooting. And of course, there has been in Texas, allegedly. Nobody dead, though. A couple of people wounded, and I think 3 people maybe. And I haven't read too much about it, but it's another one of these school shootings, and so it's difficult to know. They seem to be very minimal casualties at the moment, you know, which I guess reinforces the idea how special this kid must have been.
Yeah, right.
Did the Sandy Hook, you know, because everybody else is just failing miserably to rack up any kind of death toll.
And he's 27 for 28, you know. I mean, that's pretty good accuracy. You know, I definitely find, you know, I mean, obviously it's, you know, I don't know. And the fact of the matter too, like at Texas, I don't know. We don't know much about it. You know, it's probably bullshit like everything else is, but you know, it also just seemed like it's a possible like gang fight or something like that. I don't know, because it was, you know, it seemed to happen near the school. I don't know. I could be wrong in it. I've looked into it. I haven't really seen much about it, but I don't know. What do you think, James?
Yeah, well, I mean, if nobody died, then you're not likely to hear much about it. Of course, you know, in America, you know, homicides are a dime a dozen every day. So, you know, if nobody dies, the only reason it's going to be newsworthy is the fact that it is a school shooting. If that happened in a home or something, you know, we probably wouldn't have even heard about it. But, I mean, I don't know. Is the inference that these people were trying to kill as many people, or is the inference that it was more of a isolated incident? You know, I guess, you know, we don't know. Well, you know, whether it was a personal matter, you know, whether it was somebody trying to kill lots of people, you know. But say, I mean, it's got to be bullshit, you know, because again, it's always a school, you know, it's always a school. It's like, what's so special about a goddamn school?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're right. I mean, when it comes down to it, I mean, especially nowadays too, because I can see back in the day. Because I mean, back in the day, there was a few near. Like I remember back, you know, the one of the schools in New Haven got hit with a drive by, you know. But I mean, that was more like, you know, the whole fact that they would actually pull a. You know, it sounded like a duel, like two people started dueling in the middle of a college campus. And I don't know. It's just like everything else, it sounds funny. I don't have enough evidence to say anything is or isn't here. But I think it's just another a way of I think they kind of want to, you know, just the gun agenda people kind of, you know, drive it home in the state like Texas where so many people carry, you know, kind of to push it there as well, where it's, you know, more of a red state or whatever, you know. I don't know. I just think it's going to be the norm now. We're going to see, you know, we're going to shit. What's there been, 3 or 4 already since Newtown? I think this is the 3rd or 4th school shooting since then. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. I can't put much stock in these things anymore.
Yeah, and a couple of other, at least a few other shootings at other locations, but it's like
California, I believe, and I think another one in Washington State. I don't know, but there's been a couple.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
Yeah, no, I want to see. Oh, go ahead, James.
Yeah, it's just impossible to know, and I mean, you know, but I think that, as I mean, if I was a betting man, I would say there'll probably be 1 or 2 before we come on the air next week, you know? It's just, are there really that many bitter, twisted people around, you know?
Yeah. That's what it's turning into. James, you know what, since you're usually pretty good with the photo analysis, although it doesn't take much to see this, what did you think about the video of Anderson Cooper supposedly after the Posner funeral, or after the Posner funeral, I believe it was, at the Sandy Hook, where you can actually see where his nose disappears? It's just obviously green screen. I don't know. What did you did you see that post?
Yeah, I did see a bit of it. It's interesting. We hadn't, we haven't considered any real sort of that sort of stuff in terms of the actual massacre itself, but definitely seemed to be pretty conclusive. But I haven't delved too much into it. But yeah, it's the media are doing a lot of that now. They have been for a long time.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They don't even bother going to the place now. They just shoot it in the studio, and
that's the best. No travel expenses. Just green screen the shit.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, this is the same. This is, and to us, it's crazy because I mean, we see it, but to the other people out there that don't see it, and like. You know, when you show it, when you finally do show it to them, you know, if you can show them enough examples of it, like how the fuck do they not get it? You know. You know, I just think that the instinct always.
Justin, you might cut out a little bit. At least on my end, James, did he cut out on you?
They wouldn't do. You know, the worst possible thing is greed, and they don't realize. You know, how much it's about power and power over them and making sure that they stay as serfs and stay as debt slaves. I don't know. It's just the whole thing to me, the fact that more people don't see through this stuff is just crazy. I think, you know, more people wake up every time they pull one of these little jobs, though. So, I mean.
If you notice with the Sandy Hook thing, a lot of
you know,
people
we're
are on
getting,
the...
But, you know, instead of we subject themselves to, like, Jones and, you know, that type of stuff.
If you notice with the Sandy Hook thing, a lot of people are on board with a lot of it being, you know, staged right off the bat, you know?
No, it's
the YouTube community is a lot smarter than the Facebook community. You know, the people that comment over there make a lot more, you know, there's a lot of idiots, believe me, but.
Well, you know what, though? I think the reason for that is because YouTube, they don't use their real name. And I really think that's a, I mean, some people do, but I really think that's a, it's not as, like, Facebook, where people are really, like, so worried about being, your aunt doesn't see you saying it, or, you know, whatever else, or, I don't know, but I think that has something to do with it, too. But, no, you're definitely right. I mean, on YouTube, it's every video, it's like, this is so fake, you know, that you see people saying that, you know, and stuff like that. So, who knows? I can't gauge it, because every time I think we're, like, making a step forward, it's like we see shit that takes us two steps back, you know, and it's, and, you know, obviously it's just getting worse and worse as far as, you know, the new world order. I think, you know, that we're already in. Let's not kid ourselves. It's not like it's not like everything isn't already consolidated. You know, like the whole planet. They just haven't told us yet. They haven't, you know, they haven't acknowledged it pretty much. But, you know, it's. I don't know. But you know what? I guess the official thing will be when America officially, you know, throws in the flag and either joins the North American Union, or I don't know if that's even, but or you know, or joins the or the UN takes over, whatever the case may be. You know what I did want to say, though, is I think our listeners probably will laugh at, but the fact that people out there are actually pushing this like Tea Party nonsense of Obama wants to get a third term. It's like, well, what does it matter? They're all puppets anyway. You know, every one of these people is a puppet. For one, it wouldn't happen. For two, you know, they have other plans. I don't know. I just wanted to say that because I did hear a little bit. You know, I do venture out into different realms sometimes and listen to, you know, try to see what the what different sheeple are doing and saying, but. What do you guys think? Obviously, that's a rhetorical, you know, here, but.
Oh, yeah, that's totally irrelevant. You might as well have had the same guy having 20 terms for the last 50 years because it's the same thing.
Right. That was like
much what they already do.
It's always like that. We know the country's like a corporation, and you're not gonna let people elect the CEO. You're gonna pick the CEO of your corporation.
And anyone that thinks different can watch the Australian PM and the Canadian PM when they did that little thing for Iraq a few years back. You know, obviously it's just, you know, totally complicit. I don't know. What else you guys want to get into?
I don't got much else for tonight. What about you, Chris? You got anything you want to get into a little bit tonight? Or are you just listening in? I think he's just listening in. Not much else.
Any of the callers in the chat, you want anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, anything anybody wants answered in the chat, why don't you guys call in right now? Now would be a good time to call. We'll take a break, and you guys can think about it, and where you get your questions together or whatever, and call in to the show, because we're gonna cut it pretty short tonight unless we get some callers, but we have a lot of people here, so it'd be nice if a few of you called in, but we'll be back in a few minutes. You listen to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Justin Cook, and James Sloan. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening to Dose of Reality Radio. You're here with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook. We just wanted to let you know that tomorrow night at the same time at 10 p.m. Eastern, we're going to air a pre-recorded episode that James Sloan did. James, what is your what is the episode that you did record? What is it about? What's the content about tomorrow?
Oh, just 9/11 again. No real surprises. I got some good stuff. Talk a bit about the Santelli stuff and. Just go into a number of. I got some good new evidence about Scott Forbes and sort of debunking his story and that sort of thing.
All right, excellent. So we'll hear that at the same time, guys, any of you guys that are around tomorrow, you won't be able to call
James,
in,
you got to do some of these live, James. I'm just
I suppose. Well, we mean
you like doing the pre-recorded better.
Well, it doesn't matter, I suppose. It's more of a time zone thing.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, so tomorrow night, guys, at 10 p.m. Eastern, come by, tune into Dose of Reality Radio. We'll be broadcasting James Sloan and his 9/11 special that he's going to run. And right now, Justin Cook's going to take over for the last segment of the show here.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to talk about, you know, I don't know. What do you guys think about Aaron Swartz? I don't know. There's a lot of rumors going around, a lot of speculation. You know, like the actually read something interesting yesterday. Supposedly he was implicating an MIT porn ring. I don't know if you guys ever read. It's a pretty decent site. It's kind of all over the place, but it's like was it AAFAN girl or something like that? I don't know, but it just makes you wonder. This guy Aaron Swartz, they definitely wanted him dead. It makes you wonder whether he killed himself or what. We talked a little bit about it last week. I was just wondering if anybody else had any ideas about it. I guess in the chat room, Rub Oswald says shit like this makes me want to avoid the truth movement in quotes. I don't know what maybe he can expand on that. He or she can expand on that, but I don't know if they're talking about us or talking about. I don't know. To tell you the truth, it's sad because I don't really even consider myself part of the so-called truth movement anymore because, as Shane eloquently put it, it's really been, you know, it was set up to fail. I mean, it's totally been hijacked by all stages and. You know, I just consider myself more of a truth seeker and a researcher. You know, but I mean, the whole fact of the matter is, you know, we're not holding back for anybody. That's the main thing here. Yeah, you're gonna hear some stuff that maybe is uncomfortable or whatever, but I don't know. That's what it is. You know, and then a few minutes ago, Shane brought up the fact of. You know, of if they were are they going to do Project Blue Beam and AZ Racer was talking about, you know, about the New World Order, about pretty much they needing to get rid of all guns by then. And, you know, I do hence agree with it. But, you know, the fact of it actually being like the New World Order, like actually like them saying like it's no longer the United States or saying that, you know, we don't even have our own government anymore, which we really don't anyway. You know, they're all bought and paid for. That's what I mean by we're virtually in it. But, I agree. I just think that it's going to take a little longer than people say. I think it's going to be more incremental. I think that they're working more on the next generation. They're working on them. We still may not see it totally implemented, you know, for 20 more years. Yeah, they're moving a lot closer to it, but I expect another president in 2016. You know, I think that, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say with them. They don't have to announce it. You know, they really don't. It makes no difference to them whether they announce it or not, because they still make out the same way. The same people are still running the show either way. And if anybody else out there thinks that, you know, that any politician can change, it's too late for politics to change it. So, I mean, you know, we're left with two things. Either, you know, I'm almost wondering if it'll be good for the economy to crash. But then on the same point, you know, we're going to get taken over by the same people again afterwards. You know, just order out of chaos. You know, same thing with what I was talking about earlier, as far as, you know, getting a civil war going in and I don't mean a civil war like red versus blue and north versus south, but, you know, pretty much, you know, everyone for themselves. And we have so many groups. We have the Occupy people. We have the Obama bots. We have the Anonymous. We have, you know, the Truth Movement. Then we have the Tea Party. Then we have the, you know, the other more idiotic Fox News types. You know, then we, you know, then we have the Patriot Movement. There's so many different factions. And then with the feudalism going on from, you know, the economy, you know, people blaming, you know, people like Mexicans or blaming Muslims, people that still believe Muslims, you know, committed these terrorist acts. So, I mean, I think it's kind of going to be, you know, an every man for themselves type of thing. You know, it's really sad that we're at this point, but.
Well, hopefully, you know, it doesn't come all the way to that. I mean, Jesus.
Well, I'm not. You know, I'm saying, you know, well, look at it. I mean,
I know. It looks like it's going that way. You know, I'm just saying. I hope it doesn't come that far. You know.
Yeah. No. Definitely.
It doesn't come that far.
Yeah. You know, the whole thing is. You know, it's incrementalized, you know, and that's the whole thing. It's like anything else. It's just inch, and eventually, you know, and then even then, I mean, you know, it's just going to be, it might be like a cold civil war, you know, that's more like what I'm thinking of. And, you know, and pretty much you guard your own shit. And if you want to go to the state, I'm sure they can, you know, take care of you one way or another. And that's probably when they're going to start chipping people or whatever else. I don't know. You know, it's so hard. It's hard to predict the time. You know, look back at it now. 2013, you know, many people and many of them honest researchers have said by, you know, 2008, we would be in the North American Union, or, you know, then by 2012, we would be in the New World Order. We'd be, you know, we'd be in World War III. And, you know, they're just dragging along while they're looting us, you know, and that's all that's happening. And at the same time, just getting us more and more pissed at each other, pushing more and more bullshit as far as, like, Agenda 21 and like, that whole climate change bullshit, you know, that whole thing goes. I don't know, where do we, you know, it's just, you know, obviously it needs to be a leaderless movement. Some people still have leaders and idols and whatnot. And I don't know. Let me see what else do people have in the chat. Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome. That's definitely what we see in a lot of the people out there, the sheeples and the sleeples. You know, Stockholm Syndrome is when you actually, you start to like your captors. You start to enjoy your slavery. And that's what we have a lot of grateful slaves. You know, and the fact of the matter is, yeah, they're, you know, if you're in the top 20%, you're probably one of the only people that's not, you know, that's actually living it up. Everybody else is sucking wind. And that's what they do. They pay off a good amount of people. Look how much law enforcement makes. Law enforcement right now has been paid off to act as the shock troops, the vanguard for this whole thing. And you know, they're going into the academy and they're getting taught to be total scumbags. And you know, that's all on purpose. They want people to resent cops. They want people to hate cops, and rightfully so. Then they have their big blue line. Even when they do something, even when they're dead wrong and kill somebody or tase some old man or run some kid over, or whatever, you know, they don't get in trouble and they still get their pension. And this is it's their reward for being, you know, for being the elite's bitches. And I don't know, you know. Really, and that's what they do. They buy them all out with federal grants, as we've seen, and it's incrementalized. Rob Oswald, if you want to call in, go ahead, call in. I don't know what I don't know what the problem is. I don't even know.
No, I was on mute for a second. I was saying, Rob, if you want to call in, please. We were just a little low on topics this week. We're going to wrap it up a little short. Sometimes we go 5 hours, though, so, you know, it's okay if we do a short show once in a while. But, you know, if you got something you want to say, call in right now. It's call in on Skype. You can add us as a contact at The Real News Online, or you can just dial from your phone, 978-735-2224. I'll throw you right on the air, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know what they're arguing about what in the chat, but I don't impugn people's motives, evidence. I don't know. So, make a long story short, I don't know what you got. What is the topic at hand in the chat here?
I don't know. There seems to be some arguing going on. I don't know. I wasn't looking at the chat for a minute. I was busy looking at our audio levels and stuff. I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, I don't know. I don't have too much more to add. It's really it's been...
I was just curious when you were talking. Then, what would you say in terms of police? I mean, obviously we know Brian's dad's in the police. He said that on the show before. So I mean, he seems to be a pretty good guy. Like, what would you say the percentage of good cops to bad cops? Like, if you had to place a figure on it,
you know, I'd say that to just do your job, you know. You know, really, we can use some Frank Serpicos in the world right now. We could use some Smedley Butlers in the military. You know, I mean, the thing is, yeah, not all cops are bad. I don't want to portray that.
Well, I think he's asking you, what do you think the percentage is, though? Like, where do you think it lies?
Yeah. Yeah, well, what I think percentage-wise, I think it used to be... I think when I was growing up, I'd say it was more like 70-30 good guys, bad guys, and now I think it's probably like 70-30 bad guys to good guys, realistically. And I think the other 20 out of the other 30 remaining percent are the types that, you know, or let's say 25%. There's only 5% that would ever cross that blue line, and that's the problem there. It's worse so than any, you know, worse so than like Freemasonry or any secret society. That oath they take, that brotherhood, that's what it's called. It's called the blue line of silence. They will not snitch on each other. They are more loyal than any blood or crip you can get. They know that the police unions are going to take care of them and hire a great lawyer. You know, like in Connecticut, they hire this guy, Hugh Keefe, who's, you know, almost unattainable to, like, you know, to anybody else. And he's like the like Johnny Cochran around here. You know what I mean? And they get off. And but yeah, I would say it's really like 60 or 70%, and then the rest will go along with the bad. I mean, you know, there's maybe some towns, some areas where it's not that bad, but big cities and stuff. Oh, there's corruption everywhere. It's disgusting. I can speak from personal experiences, you know, and just from people I know. And yeah, of course, I know enough people that are bad people and do belong, you know, in trouble. But the fact is, you know, when they're just going after people for victimless crimes and hunting them down like they killed somebody, you know, and none of that too, you know, they've been known to beat the shit out of people, tase people uncontrollably. You know, I really don't like the what's going on with it. And like I said, it starts in the academy nowadays. Back when Brian's father was, you know, was coming up.
Guys, we have a call. Guys, we have a call. I'm going to throw the call right on.
Okay.
Welcome to The Real News Online. Thanks for calling in. Hello.
Is that Rob Oswald? You live with us. What's up, man?
You're on the air. This person's in here. I let them in.
Hello?
You're live on the air, buddy. Hello? We can't hear your audio at all. Well, maybe this guy will have to try again.
What could try be calling the possible problem?
I have no idea. He'll have to probably try again.
I remember you saying before, Justin, that they're training them in the academy now to just take them down now, not, you know, tase on site, not, you know, like...
Yeah, no, totally. That's the rule. It's they don't even want, like, they're so worried about getting their hands dirty or having to, you know, use any aggression. So now it's just tase first and ask questions later. Or you know, I've seen around here too. They're very quick with the pepper spray, you know, pepper spray first and ask pepper spray and cuff and then ask questions later. You know, and that's pretty much the way they do it.
Yeah, it's interesting because I'd say like around here, like I would say maybe 70-30 good. You know, I mean, I haven't had.
But like you said, the cops don't have guns over there, so that gives a lot less intimidation for them over people, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly... I mean, what do you think about the lesser lethal options they use? I mean, do you think carrying a gun is sufficient? I mean, obviously they need something, and like...
Well, yeah...
What do you think about tasers? I mean...
Well, I mean, the thing is, you know, when people say that they're non-lethal options, you know, they're not exactly non-lethal. You know, a lot of people die from tasers and stuff. You know, here's the thing. I think that it's okay for them to carry them, but they've just gone, you know, way overboard. Like you just said, you know, the fact of the matter is now they tase first and ask questions later. And the fact that I've seen them tasing old women, old men, little kids, you know, not in my own eyes, but like on YouTube videos, and it's obviously legit. It's not, you know, on YouTube or on Cop Block or, you know, any of these places, you know, where that film this stuff, and it's
Added the follow to the group. He's in now. I can hear him. I can hear his background noise. Rubo,
Paul, you're live.
You can hear the TV.
Yeah, we can hear your TV. Please turn it down.
I live in a group home, as it were, so I can't tell anyone to turn on the TV, but I'm going outside on the balcony.
All right, go ahead.
We hear you okay.
You're okay. Go ahead.
All right, well, let's start off with everyone calling everyone COINTELPRO.
Yep.
Well, I have a lot of disagreements with a whole lot of people in the JFK field, in the 9/11 truth community, you know, no matter what you want to call it. But I don't see how it's constructive to impugn people's motives and to think, well, I disagree with the guy, so therefore he must be COINTELPRO.
Well,
that's not how it always works, though. It doesn't have to do with disagreements. We disagree with plenty of people, but when they have an obvious agenda, that's when you know that there's something fishy going on. So are you saying the guy that posted my information online, he's legit? That's a legit thing to do?
There are exceptions. I agree that the Santilli does raise questions. There's another guy that I could point to named Ben Dock. I don't know if you know who he is.
No, I don't know who he is.
But there are certain people whose behavior is just so out there that you wonder where are they coming from. But a guy like Fetzer, for example, or, you know, I don't know. I can name a bunch of other people. Jesse Ventura, or Alex Jones. I just don't see it.
I don't know how you don't see Alex Jones as a shill. He's there to back up every fake media event to make it look real. He's there to fear monger. He won't talk about things like the Jesuits and the Knights of Malta. He'll talk about things that you can Google and YouTube yourself. And he's called no planners people that have a mental retardness, people that are mentally ill. You're telling me after 11 years he doesn't know that planes didn't hit the towers? He doesn't know that footage is fake? That doesn't bother you at all?
I would say that remains a very controversial topic.
It's a controversial topic, but if you really look at it, how can you do you think those are real planes hitting the towers? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I don't know if they were the jets that they say they were, but yes, I do think jets hit the towers.
Now, why do you think we have pictures of them 80% in without a hole in the building at all or any damage to the plane? How is that possible? How does that work?
What do you mean? You do see the silo. I mean the.
No, I'll send you some images. I'll send you some images right now, like from the Jennifer Spell video. The plane's 80% in the building, and there's no damage to the building at all. How do you explain that?
Well, that must be different than what I've seen.
You haven't seen enough.
It looks like
yet.
the plane going in, and then the plane vaporizes or whatever. You know, I can't argue that part. I'm not a scientist. I can't,
If you want to exchange emails or whatever, I'll gladly send you some of the pictures I'm talking about.
Well, regardless,
here's the thing. And it's not just
they got all these people on the ground who say they saw a plane, who say they saw planes or heard the plane or something. You know,
Yeah, but we know some of them were fake, just like the Holly guy. We know the Holly guy was fake, right? He was a fake witness.
So
how do we know that the rest of them weren't?
Reading the mainstream media, reading the New York Times, and I see the picture of this black couple crying and holding a picture of their child. It's hard for me to believe that's fabricated.
Yeah.
Watch a video like the Harley guy, how does that make you feel when that is totally fabricated? That doesn't throw everything else in a suspect?
Which guy?
Why the need for the Harley guy? You don't even know who the Harley guy is?
The Harley guy.
I have not followed this episode that closely because.
Okay, and that's why you still believe Alex Jones. That's why you still
gun control. So you have a whole lot of things to argue with someone like
me. No, but that's why you would still probably believe in the planes because you admittedly haven't looked into it enough. It's just it's absolute bullcrap, and the witnesses to it, they've been torn to shreds.
I prefer to listen to people like Peter Lance, Peter Dale Scott, who I consider have a lot more credibility than a lot of these people that post all this stuff.
Well,
so it goes to who seems to be more scholarly in their approach than these other people.
Scholarly doesn't
and I know
mean Fetzer shit, but
claims
a piece of paper.
That he's a professor in all these different areas, and he can talk a mile a minute, and he sounds impressive. But he actually look at what he's saying, and it just a lot of it doesn't hold up.
I know that. I've disagreed with him. I've gotten in heated discussions with him. I know a lot of it doesn't hold up, like the hologram shit. It doesn't hold up at all. I know that.
Let's get back into one thing. I mean, it's not just one subject either that makes us say that so and so is COINTELPRO either. That's the thing. When you see someone like. Like, you know, for example...
Well, let's
like
talk about Alex Jones, because he's a good example. Alex Jones is a good... And I have some major gripes. For example, I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Top Priority, The Terror Within, which is the story of Julia Davis, the TSA whistleblower who tried to do her job and was the subject of 54 internal investigations. Well, you ought to check that out, because it's mind-boggling. She was just doing her job. As I say, she reported these suspicious people crossing the border from terrorist countries. She tried to report it. They didn't want to listen, so she went up she went to the Joint Terrorist Task Force instead. And at that point, they launched an investigation of her. As I say, they launched 54 separate investigations of her. She got exonerated in court. They landed a Black Hawk helicopter before she was exonerated. They landed a Black Hawk helicopter on her lawn. It was filmed by her next-door neighbor. The next-door neighbor turned over the film, and then he ended up dead within a couple of weeks, 25 years old and perfectly good health. I won't go into it. You need to see this. Before he got on this gun kick, Top Priority, The Terror Within. And you find it by, you just Google that. They'll show you the trailer. Yeah, I think you have to pay for the whole movie. How long?
Yeah.
Is that
just curious?
About two years.
And you just haven't figured him out yet. You'll figure him out eventually. The guy is a gatekeeper. He really is. He even said the Arabs run the media. What would the gatekeepers go on about what?
The Jews. He doesn't call out the Jews as much as some people would like.
No, it's not the Jews. It's not just one thing. He doesn't call out any of the top elite. He calls out IBM.
You ever hear him call the Vatican? No.
Bill Gates. You know, that's the thing, he doesn't. There's nothing on his site on any of these big groups. It's not just about, you know, one group or another. It's the fact also too that when anyone comes on his show with another opinion, you know, like for example, Webster Tarpley came on and told him how Ron Paul's economic plan was going to be austerity and was breaking it down. He started acting like a baby, wouldn't let the guy talk. Was trying to talk over him, you know, just tactics like that. You know, the Austin gun rally, where he showed up.
He looked bad in that. I'm not gonna defend him on that.
Yeah,
one. That was,
I got a whole video playlist I could send you. The Gray family in Texas.
But the thing is, the next day, you know, not only does he not say like, okay, I look bad. Like, fine, like, you know, if I did that, I would come back the next day and say, you know, I was wrong. But he calls the girl Kat Blaish COINTELPRO. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, when someone's acting like, and she's definitely not, you know, I don't think she's COINTELPRO. I was on her side on that one.
She's a big supporter of his. She just didn't understand his behavior. She questioned him about it, right. And he went off on her. Right. It was outrageous.
Right. And then you go back to the Bill Cooper days where, you know, he had Cooper on and then it was a fine interview, and after he leaves, he goes and says, "Oh, Bill Cooper came on my show, was swearing, was drunk." Now, you know, who is he to go and if you watch, you can get, watch.
And he totally lied to his whole audience. He totally lied because I watched the whole Cooper interview.
Yeah.
He totally lied to his whole audience. So where does that leave his credibility with you?
Well, let's talk about Bill Cooper. What is Bill Cooper most infamous for, as far as I'm concerned?
I don't know, but that's not the point. The point is Alex Jones said he was on his show and he was drunk and swearing at him, and he had to like throw him off the show, and it was complete bullshit. So he lied to every one of his listeners.
I don't know if Bill Cooper has an alcohol problem or not. I do know that he pushed this line.
It doesn't matter, though. He wasn't drunk on that show. He wasn't drunk on that show, and he didn't swear. He didn't swear at Alex on that show either. The show went fine. And Alex lied to everybody after and told him that he was all drunk, belligerent, and swearing at him. And it was total bullcrap.
I have a theory, and some of us, other people, I wasn't originally. I think that Alex has some mental issues. And I think that explains why he rants so bad. And I think he's got a big ego. But he does, in all fairness, put on people with whom he disagrees. Or today he had that Cenk guy, Cenk Uygur from the Young Turks. And yeah, they had their disagreements, but they had a good back and forth. And, you know, I think sometimes Alex has bad moments, and sometimes, you know, he's pretty good.
Yeah. I understand, but you're holding him up to the mainstream media, and say, you know, yes, of course he's better than the mainstream media, but I just look at it as like, you know, there's a million better sources for news I could go to than to go and listen to a whole one of his shows. As for Jesse Ventura, I'm not gonna say he's not a shill, but I do watch his show because I think. It's kind of it's entertaining at least, and I've actually business. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. A lot of this stuff is show business. You know, I'm not mad at Ventura for what he does, but yeah. I mean, you know, we're not out here trying to just, you know, put everybody on a list and strum down the river, but some of these people.
Yeah, the only people I've been throwing under the bus are the people that have been attacking me relentlessly. You know, like Santilli and like Hoi Polloi and people like that. We're not out here
I don't know Hoi Polloi.
He's the guy from September Clues.
Oh, okay.
He said I was a simulation and all my friends were simulations.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, I did see your writings about that. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, really funny.
So I mean, you know, that's the thing. I don't know, but I'm, you know, we're all gonna have different people who we listen to and don't listen to, whatever. And that's fine. You know, I just think, but I mean, personally, you know, there's the people that we tend to agree on. You know what? You can disagree with it, and you could still listen to us for other stuff or whatever. You know, it's all well and good, but I just think some of these people are really show themselves. You know what I mean? For having an agenda, and the thing about truth is there is no agenda. You know what I mean? Yeah, some of the stuff we say is outlandish, but that's what we believe to be is the truth. You know what I mean? So, you know, say what you want about us, but that this is what we perceive as the truth. We can show you with as much evidence as possible, and you know, and ask you to be the judge. And I think, you know, that's all we're doing. We've been proven wrong before, and we've back and admitted it. You know,
have him take a look at the chat right now, Robo, you there? Cut off, Robo. We didn't cut you off.
Rob Oswald is the name, I guess. Speaking of Oswald, I wanted to bring up something while we're waiting for the phone call to get back or whatever. Can you hear me, Brian?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Yeah, just I know we probably end up in about 10 minutes or so, I guess, but I thought it was pretty interesting. Remember when we had Fetzer on, he was talking about Oswald being in the doorway at during the JFK. I looked into that. It's pretty interesting that the stuff that went along with that. I mean, I know it's really off topic, but just because the guy obviously had something to do with Oswald.
Yeah, Rubo, you're back on the line. Can I ask you something?
Yeah, what were you saying about Oswald in the doorway?
No, before that, did you look at the picture that I just put in the chat?
Yeah, Rubo, you're back on the line. Can I ask you something?
Brian, stop.
No, it's him. He's got to turn his speakers down. He's got his feet coming through his computer. That's not me.
All right, go ahead. I'm walking outside again.
All right. I sent you a picture in the chat that shows you the plane 80% in the building. I just wanted your opinion on it and how you can explain that that's real. When there's no glass breaking off, no cement, no plane parts, nothing, just a plane 80% into a building.
I think it would have to do something to do with the speed of the plane going into the building.
But how does it not break the concrete as it goes through it? What type of shit
is
that?
The pictures I've seen show it does break the concrete.
But the one I'm showing you doesn't, and that's why I want you to go in and look at the chat.
I can't.
we'll deal with the echo for a second if you'll go in and look at the chat. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
Please, it's worth it. Go in the chat, look at the picture I keep posting, and click on it. And you tell me that that's a real plane. Just forget anything anybody's told you. Look at it. Does that look real to you? Does the building even look like that? Where's the windows? Look at the plane. Look how far the plane is.
That's from a different angle than the other picture I've seen.
So what? So what? It still doesn't look real. What, they all have to be the same angle? Yeah, it's a different angle. I'll get you what angle you want, the Herzakhani shot? I mean, what exactly angle are we talking about? What's your opinion on that picture right there? Does that look like a real plane crash to you? That looks like a Nintendo 64 game to me.
Where did that picture come from?
Jennifer Spell video. Supposed amateur photographer 9/11. It's a screen grab from it. You can get it yourself. It's in the official, you know, the official archives of the 52 amateur shots of 175 striking the building. Got you thinking a little, doesn't
it?
It doesn't look real, does it? And there's a whole bunch
did
like
you
that.
See what I post? I try to apply Occam's razor to most of these events, and the simplest
how about just applying what your eyes tell you? What do your eyes tell you about?
I'm on the phone too.
Go out there, and I'm on the phone.
Yeah. talk radio at its
best. Okay, well,
the pinnacle of talk radio right there. This guy's in a group home getting yelled at on the air.
Yeah, I'm in a sober living. Anyway, just FYI.
Yeah, that's all right, man.
So anyway, I don't have a ready explanation for that picture looks the way it is, and, you know, whatever. I don't know.
Don't just say whatever. That's got to make you wonder, why does it look like that? And then you keep looking, and there's so many more that are like that. And for Alex Jones to never address this, not only not to address it, but he's the supposed leader of the truth movement. He has teams of researchers. For none of them to ever address this or wash it off as quackery and to call people, actually, you know, everybody should be, like you said, we shouldn't call everybody shills, right? Because they have differing opinions. Well, they shouldn't call no planers mentally retarded. And that's what he did many times, and I was very offended by that. So I started to look into the guy, and the guy's a total fraud. He's an absolute total fraud. And I'm sorry, the more and more you look at that, no planes hit those towers. Do you know about the re-edited America Remembers DVD, where they added audio to the Herzakhani shot, 175, the one you're probably familiar with on CNN, going into the building from behind? Then they re-edited it for a movie, and they added audio into it and added a person going, oh, my God, a plane. It's just so fake. The whole thing was so scripted and so Hollywood. I mean, the building doesn't even look real there. Where's the friggin' windows?
And so the pictures we've seen of the bodies tumbling end over end, you guys think those are fake too?
The jumpers are definitely fake, and I can prove a few of them. And I've already done that today to a few people. As far as bodies in the rubble, I haven't seen any. And let me ask you this. Where's all the video of all the people leaving the towers? Media capital of the world, and there's not one video of people streaming out of the towers? That'd be the Pulitzer Prize right there.
I saw a lot of those. I don't know, coming out of the towers, but certainly running down the street.
No, you didn't.
The
yeah, you saw them running down the street. You didn't see any of them coming out of the towers. Don't tell me you did. I know you didn't.
Because
there aren't any.
Didn't.
And how come every 9/11, like on these social networks, where people post stupid shit of their cats and everything else, nobody's posting memorials for their lost loved ones that died in New York on 9/11. Nobody's posting videos of them. Nobody's posting pictures of them. And I live near New York, not like right next to it, but only a couple hundred miles away. Like, there would be people that would know people around here and be passing the stuff around. You don't see any of that, you know? And, you know, a lot of people would agree with that part of it, maybe, but I think, you know, you're not far enough down the line yet.
So the names that they published are who?
A lot of the names that they published are just completely fabricated. And some of the people, they might have actually been real people at one point, and they're just not around anymore. But most of those names, if you take the time... And you take those names, and I know Chris, who's in on the call, has done this. I've done this. I know James has done this. If you took those names and put them in the Social Security Death Index, only about 200 or 300 out of the 2,800 names come back. And if you took 10 of your deceased relatives and put them in there, 10 out of 10 would come back. The average amount of deaths for New York, for the United States, didn't even go up that day. And 3,000 people supposedly died in one event. I'm telling you, man, just look at the plane videos more.
Have you ever taken a look at the page 9/11 myths?
I think I've come across it. Well, what's up?
Well, I'm not saying I find everything they say convincing, and I think some of their explanations are very cursory, but some of them I found halfway convincing. And I don't know if this death index question has been addressed. I know Fetzer harps on that a lot.
No, it hasn't. And not only that, never mind the indexes and everything. Just use your eyes, watch the 50 images of the plane. There's images of the plane where they're coming in at completely different trajectories. I mean, it's not even – how can you film a real event but have two different trajectories? Now, and it's not a perspective issue either. I mean, you got one that called the dive bomber shot that comes from above the smoke line. Then you've got other ones that come down low and come up into the building. Then you've got ones that come straight into the building. And this is all supposed to be the same plane. And for Alex to not even consider that and call people mentally retarded that think that there's something wrong there, I just think that that's very very dishonest of him, and it works on a lot of people, and you probably haven't looked at all the plane videos because Alex has told you how nuts it is and how crazy it is. Take a day and look at it.
It's not because of anything Alex has said. Like, I didn't even know that Alex had called no planers mentally defective or whatever. It's just like with JFK, I don't look at the mechanics of the shooting anymore, and with the 9/11, I don't focus
on... Why are we even talking about it,
the plane...
I mean, why are we even talking about it if we're not going to talk about the planes?
Because, I mean, I don't know if you heard that Peter Lance, he was on Coast to Coast last night. He's written three books about the FBI's failure to connect the dots about the... terror cell that was headed by the blind sheik. But of course, you guys will probably find all that irrelevant because it's focusing on the supposed Arabs that are allegedly the perpetrators, who I'm sure you think are just a fabrication. So we're sort of on a different wavelength. Because as I say, I try to stick to the people that I find most scholarly, that I find, you know, document their stuff the best. And I don't go by, you know, images and stuff that I'm really not well-versed in, you know, what happened to the planes. Or what. I do admit, you know, if you look at something like the
So
the
you're
plane
admitting
that crashed,
you take somebody else's word over your own research. And how are you going to tell somebody that they're wrong if that's what you're doing? How do you know that person's
well,
not
I'm,
just feeding
I'm saying
you bullshit?
What I find most fruitful for my perspective in terms of government... culpability and cover up, and you know what's being hidden from the American people.
All right, it's just that you're in a room with about 20 people that all know Alex Jones is a fraud, and we're just trying to help you out, man. And if you just the no plane thing is enough to make you to realize that the guy's lying.
Well, you have to admit that there's many people, not just Alex Jones, within the 9/11 truth movement, who accept the fact that yes, the planes did go into the building.
Of course. I know that.
And it's not
because
they're COINTELPRO.
No, some of them probably believe it. I'm not saying they're all shills, but Alex Jones is. I'm not saying every single person that thinks, like my family thinks planes hit the towers. I don't think they're COINTELPRO. You know, I don't think every single person, you know, in the entire media in the United States was involved, even though a good number of them were. But, I mean... It's faker than fake. Those planes are made out of aluminum, man. Smashing into those buildings, it's not going to bring those buildings down. I mean, that's just absurd. That's just absurd. And there's videos of, if you take one, not 175, you take Flight 11, the first plane. If you watch it in slow motion, you can literally see it go into the building. And then you know how the building has that plane-shaped hole in it with, like, the wing extending out to the right side?
That's what I'm talking about, I guess, yeah.
Okay, it takes 18 seconds for that to appear. And you can see it being drawn in with a black line. 18 seconds. Now, how is that not instant? When the plane goes through the concrete, how does it not make that wing mark? And how does it just appear later?
How do you determine that it took 18 seconds?
Watching the video. Watch the Not A Brothers. Zoom in. Slow it down. Or there's even a video on YouTube called Flight 11 Slow-Mo. You can watch it. And then if you don't trust it, go back, get the Nade film, slow it down yourself with some sort of program on your computer or whatever, and you'll see the same thing. You'll see the plane go into the building. The explosion doesn't even happen until about 6-7 seconds later. And then about 18 seconds in, they start drawing in a line, which represents the wing-tipped hole.
Well then, if you take that position, why don't you agree that why don't you think it's a hologram like the September clues?
Because it's not a hologram. A hologram is something that's projected in the sky. This is something that was done.
So what is it instead now?
This is something that was done with computer software and given to the media to roll over the TV footage. This wasn't in the sky for the people on the street. Two separate ball games.
Well,
holograms and CGI are totally unrelated. They have nothing to do with each other.
Well, there are a couple of people here in the house who know about CGI that I would like to ask about this.
Just think about a movie that you've watched. Any movie. You've seen a plane crash. It looks real. You think it was a real crash? No, it's probably CGI. And this was horrible CGI. I'm telling you, just you can go to YouTube and go to all known angles of Flight 175 and just watch them all, and then just keep an open mind, you know? Just keep an open mind and look at it. You know, look at some of the pictures we have up on our website. I mean, the plane's halfway in the building, and there's nothing broken on the facade of the building. I mean, I mean, a fifth grader would think something was funny with that, you know? I'd be upset as a kid if I bought a video game and it did that, and there was no crash physics at all. Like, it's just, it's horrendous, you know? Just be careful with that Jones guy, man. He's no good, I'm telling you. He puts out a honeypot out there to drag you in, but when it comes to the big issues, he covers it up. We have another call calling in, so I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to let him in, okay?
All right, good.
But I appreciate you calling in, and if you can, call next week, okay? Stick around for the chat, though, okay, buddy? And if you want my email address, just ask me for it, and I'll send you some stuff.
Okay.
Oh, this guy hung up. Hold on, let me call him back. Justin James, you there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Add another call. Hey, no planes. What's up, buddy?
Hey, look it. We all know Ace Baker, he made a good video for what he's worth. It's on YouTube. And it's called Theory of Ghost Plane.
I've seen it.
Ghost Plane is one word.
It'd be great for that guy. Not for us, but for that guy, yeah, that'd be a good video.
But it's a good video.
Yeah, not nowadays. I wouldn't really, but yeah, I know which video it is. I know exactly which one it is.
So that guy that's in there talking about that you're just talking to, you can see that it's possible for the plane to be animated into the tower. That's the only reason why I used an Ace Baker.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, he hasn't gotten past the Alex Jones thing yet, so of course he doesn't understand the no planes. I mean, because Alex is, you know, never going to support that.
Caller, if I have a ladder and a 10-pound sledgehammer, in 10 minutes I could turn that plane that you saw that went into the tower into something that can't fly. A 10-pound hammer.
Exactly.
It's absolutely impossible. Possible.
All right. I appreciate you calling in and making that point, though. Thank you. James, you want something you want to add, Justin? Chris, anybody?
The point that nobody often brings up is those fireballs and how outrageously large they are. The South Tower, allegedly, if you measure the size of the orange flame, it's like 50 to 60 stories, you know, when it goes, because it hits floor 78 and then it goes 10 stories above the roof line, that's over 35, it's like 50 stories, and then the soot part of it goes even higher, like another 10 stories, and then it just morphs into the existing smoke that's hovering. Like, that's ridiculous. That's like, you know, allegedly 10,000 gallons of jet fuel, like the fireball would only be a few stories tall at the most, you know, like there are videos of planes crashing. There's no way you could produce a fireball anywhere near that size. The plane would have to be packed to the brim with explosives to do that.
Yeah, it would. And the guy that just called before the last call, I wasn't trying to be rude to you in any way. It's just that I know you're not past that Alex Jones PSYOP yet, and the no planes is his biggest, you know, if not his biggest, one of his biggest agendas is to keep you away from that, because it leads you down so many other roads towards what really happened. And I can tell you 100%, I'll bet my life on it, that no planes hit those towers. And I know I can speak for Justin and James as well. I mean, you guys have any objection to that?
Nope. I mean, there's an outside possibility they may have used a hologram in New York and we didn't see it on the television. You know, I mean, I don't think that's possible, but I can't say that didn't happen.
Yeah, I can't say that it didn't happen, but we certainly didn't see real planes hit real buildings on TV.
No, we didn't see a hologram on TV either.
No.
But, I mean,
There's virtually no chance, but I can't say 100% they didn't do a hologram in New York City that day, but we weren't showing it on television.
And this guy, he did it unintentionally, I believe, but there's a lot of people that intentionally, when you say CGI, they try to throw you in with hologram. And let me explain the difference real quick. Guys, CGI is something that's done in almost every movie you watch. Every special effect, you know, like a Batman movie, you know, him flying around or something like that. That's CGI, okay? Hologram is something that's like projected in front of you or in the sky. It's two totally different things. So if you were watching the football game last Sunday, were you watching a hologram? If they threw some graphics up at the bottom of the screen? No, that was some computer graphics that they threw up. It's not a hologram. It's two totally different things. You know, feeding the media tapes that are ready to roll for 9/11 that already have the images in there is a much different thing than actually producing a hologram flying into a building. None of us are trying to say that. We've been denouncing that over and over and over and over and over and over again. And I just hope that the last caller will really go and look at some of those videos I was telling you. Especially start with the Flight 11 one, because there's really only one video of it. I mean, there's that second one, but it's so far away you can't see anything. Go to YouTube and type Flight 11 slow-mo and just watch it go into the tower and watch real closely. Zoom in a little bit with your computer and watch them draw the black line in. You can see them animated in. It's not even there right away. I mean, how is that possible? You're trying to say the Jennifer Spell one's possible because of the speed of the plane, that the concrete's not broken yet? I mean, I don't know how that's possible. But, I mean, with the other one, you can actually see the animator drawing the line in. I mean, it's ridiculous, you know? There's only so much you can see.
The live footage from the time the North Tower plane crashed to the time the towers came down, the gashes as well. There's so much inconsistency with the gashes and what they look like in different shots.
Yeah,
they look totally different.
Yeah, totally different. Totally different. Now, I just hope this guy keeps an open up mind to go check it out, because that's what it took for all of us. And buddy, we're not talking down to you at all. We were all Alex Jones fans at one time. I listened to him for about a year. I just caught on to him a little quicker. I think hopefully now you'll start to catch on to him a little more. I'll throw my email in the chat if you want any of my YouTube playlists on him or anything to do with the No Planes or anything like that. I'm gonna throw it up for you guys, okay? This is my email. I'm going to throw it in the chat right now. But we're having a slight few audio problems tonight. A couple people are starting to leave, so we're probably gonna wrap up the show. Rubo, I just sent you my email.
I just want to say to him personally, I've thoroughly reviewed all 52 amateur shots, and there's no videos of concrete breaking off, so I don't know what video
he saw.
Yeah,
not in one. Not in one. Not in one video. Not in one. Not in one. No, Oswald, you're wrong. This has everything to do with your take on AJ, because this is one of his biggest agendas that he's hiding to cover up what really happened in 9/11. It's a big deal. It should be a big deal. He's been doing this for 11 years, so if I've only been doing it for two and I know this for a fact and he's pretending he doesn't, he's obviously lying to you. He's lying to you.
What about his suppression on his internet forum of Knights of Malta? He totally suppresses that.
Yeah, you can't even type it. You can't even type it in there. And he intentionally spells people's names wrong too, so you can't search up their articles if it has to do with the Knights of Malta. It's just absolutely ridiculous. But I don't know. I think on that note, we're going to close it out. I want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight. Didn't mean to do the personal stuff at first, but need to be done. I'm not going to let somebody put my phone number and address on the internet and not say something about it. That's about the lowest, dirtiest thing you can do. Sorry about that, guys. That just had to get done. But we'll be back next week. Tomorrow night, James is going to have a show at the same time, guys, but it's pre-recorded, so we're not going to take calls. But please take a listen. Same time, 10 p.m. right here at The Real News Online, Dose of Reality Radio. For Brian Stavely, Justin Cook, and James Sloan, we're out of here.